The state of Alaska and ExxonMobil are still fighting over one of the largest gas fields on the North Slope. This week, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources rejected part of the company's plan to expand its Point Thompson field. The field has been in dispute for decades, and after a seven-year legal battle, the state and ExxonMobil settled in 2012, laying out a roadmap for development. ExxonMobil had to build a production facility. Right now, it produces light oil. But according to the settlement, they have to expand it to producing natural gas. And they have until the end of 2019 to decide how they were going to expand it or turn some leases back over to the state. Now the state is arguing that ExxonMobil isn't giving it enough information to prove that it will be ready to expand by that deadline. This is a unique situation for the state and the company because the Point Thompson development is being fulfilled according to the terms of a legal settlement, not the state's normal regulatory process for a field. A spokesperson from ExxonMobil, Aaron Strike, says the company got the state's letter but hasn't had a chance to review it.
What we can say is that we have been and will continue to be in full compliance with the Point Thompson settlement agreement.
The company has until October 13th to respond to the state. A DNR spokesperson said the state couldn't agree to a recorded interview on the pending legal dispute.